Jeff Cut, it's Drive Time Live. We have a very special guest, and I'll be honest with you. When I saw this guy on American Idol, I'm like, hey, I know this guy. I've talked to this guy. Very cool dude. One of the individuals who auditioned for this season of American Idol. He's based in Chicago. His name is Isaiah Grass. He received the Male Pop Vocalist of the Year Award from the International Music and Entertainment Association and, of course, has performed across the United States. Isaiah, how you doing on this beautiful Monday?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing excellent. You know, I got to ask you, when you auditioned for American Idol, how were you feeling at that time?
You know, I was nervous like most times before. So, you know, what I usually do is I pray. I ask God to give me the courage, to give me the ability to give a great performance, you know, calm my nerves, and most importantly, just to do a great job in front of the judges.
I would say that's a great thing to do. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's helped me so much through every type of show, just to calm my nerves, and just pray to God, just to give me the, relax my brain and just do the best that I can.
Absolutely. Now, when you saw yourself on TV, obviously, with the knowledge, millions of people saw you. What did you think?
It was really, like, amazing. I was a little disappointed as the show decided to focus on my modeling career and influencing so much to the point where they kind of cut out everything that I truly feel is way more important. Like, you know, I work with a lot of different charities like the Salvation Army and Children's Hospitals.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's way more important to show than, you know, just showing that I do modeling and influencing, because there's way more to me than what was shown, unfortunately.
It certainly gives it a different spin, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. But, you know, I don't have control of how any TV station edits their footage. I do what they ask me to do, and, you know, I just have to hope for the best.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of which, the judges and after producers had heard you do this one particular song that obviously all of our listeners are going to know. That's the one that you decided to do, and we're going to play a little clip of that right now from American Idol. This is Isaiah Grass covering Aha, Take On Me.
Talking away, I don't know what I'm to say, I'll say it anyway. Today's another day to find you shying away. I'll be coming for your love, okay? Take on me.
Oh my goodness. No, I'll tell you, Isaiah, when I heard that, I got the chills.
Oh, man.
I cannot believe that. I mean, I've never heard a high note like that. And you slayed it.
Thank you so much. I have to give so much credit to my amazing music teacher who passed away. You know, the producers asked me to sing that song, and they even compared me to Adam Lambert, which I think is an amazing compliment. I wanted to be able to show everyone who was watching that I was able to do a right variety of, you know, music. And not only that, but there's more than me to just one tone of voice, because, you know, on American Idol, I wanted to be really showcase that type of ability to so many people who were listening.
Oh, absolutely. And, I was watching that and I was thinking to myself, if that were Randy and Paula and Simon, I mean, the comparison to Adam Lambert was obvious. I mean, I definitely think you'd have gone through, but that's besides the point. I understand the celebrity judges tweeted you. What was that like?
I thought it was pretty cool. I never thought in a million years that that would happen to me, and not alone just that, but I really got to sing with Katy Perry and Lionel Richie and Luke Bryant. They actually sang with me, and it was a good amount of time that I got to even, you know, show the world who I am as an artist. And again, it's just pretty amazing for everything that's happened from it.
That's very cool. Now, based on your appearance, it was episode 3 this season, American Idol. Now that we've got you one-on-one, is there anything that you'd like to share with the listeners that they should know about you?
Absolutely. When I was a child, I was bullied a lot in school. And I want people to know it is never okay for someone to do this to anyone at any age. I hope I can be a positive role model for people out there and teach them, no matter what obstacles may come your way, you have the ability to rise above the clouds. Don't let your past dictate your future. Be the best that you can be. When I went on the show, I had no idea what I was getting myself into. And however American Idol decided to portray me, there's way more to me than what people saw. And it's something where so many people have been able to learn my name. Publicists have reached out to me, and different clients, and so many new followers from around the world have taken the time to send me messages. And it's been a surreal opportunity. If people really want to know who I am, they can just, you know, go on my Instagram at Isaiah G Music, or, you know, they can just personally message me, and I would be more than happy to talk to them.
That's awesome. How many artists would you actually get a direct message from, right? You're checking your DMs, right? And you're like, oh my gosh, he actually messaged me back. So cool.
Pretty cool, for sure.
Isaiah, I know you have a desire to make music that helps other people. Tell us about your latest single, Wherever You Are.
Okay, so I wrote this song because there are so many people that go through hard times in life.
Sure.
And we don't feel like people are sometimes there. And, you know, I wanted to create something so people understand that you're never alone. If you've lost someone to a tragic car accident, or you have gone through a divorce, or you've lost your job, I mean, even with the coronavirus going on, there's so many people in the world that are being affected by it.
Yeah.
And this song is so impacting to help people to understand that we as a world, as a congregation, as a family, as friendships, like, it's nice to know that there are people there to help us wherever we are in life.
And sure.
I truly hope when people hear the song, Wherever You Are, that it touches their heart. Not only that, you know, I write other songs that are the same way. I wrote a song called This Is Not a Love Song, and it's about being in a toxic relationship. I wrote a Christmas song called Christmas With You, and I donate all the proceeds to children's hospitals. So there's way more to me that I want to be transparent with people. And I thank you for allowing me the opportunity to share my version of what happened.
Absolutely. And I'm happy to be that vehicle for you, because I know I would love people to know more about you and what a great guy you are.